People have taken to the streets in the German capital, Berlin, to protest against the U.S. president's move to recognize Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital of the Israeli regime.
We still demonstrate to show that we are against U.S. President Mr. Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Jerusalem is an occupied territory and belongs to Palestine and should be the capital of Palestine, not the capital of Israel. Israelis are occupying.
Protesters chanted freedom for Palestine and held banners reading Jerusalem, the capital of Palestine. The demonstrators argued that they wanted a democratic solution to the problem. The protest comes after U.S. President Donald Trump earlier this month recognized Jerusalem al-Quds as the Israeli capital. On Thursday, more than 120 countries voted in favor of a U.N. General Assembly resolution urging the U.S. president to withdraw his decision. Former United Nations Special Rapporteur Richard Falk says the UN's resolution sends a signal to the world that the U.S. president's decision on Jerusalem al-Quds is highly legitimate and should be resisted.
I think that the Jerusalem resolution is extremely important symbolically, and symbols are important because one of the things the UN can do is to establish the legitimacy or illegitimacy of grievances and claims. And what this UN resolution does and sends a signal to other governments and to civil society is that what Trump attempted to do was highly illegitimate and should be resisted and reversed. That's a very powerful message that has been sent to Washington by every important country in the world. No important country voted against the resolution. If you look at the nine that opposed it, most of them are tiny Pacific Island countries that are very vulnerable to U.S. Leverage. Only Israel and the U.S. supported this resolution. And that shows how one-sided the view of the international community, even the closest allies of the U.S., France, U.K., Germany, Japan, all voted for the resolution.